Breaking news in our world lead, the Justice Department announcing more charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Let's get right to CNN's Laura Jarrett at the Justice Department. Laura, what are the details of this indictment?
Well, Jake, this is a pretty aggressive new move by the Justice Department, essentially tacking on 17 new charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. We had seen a single charge of computer intrusion late last month, but now 17 new charges, much more significant, and really a big deal here for First Amendment advocates, and a concern here because he's being charged with unlawfully obtaining, soliciting, encouraging that former intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning with obtaining just a bevy of national defense materials. And he's being charged with publishing those materials. And so the Justice Department asked today, well, what's the difference between Julian Assange and journalists like you and I? And they said, let's be clear, Julian Assange is no journalist. Another justice official said he's not being charged simply because he's a publisher. And what they're pointing to is not only the fact that Assange allegedly helped Manning crack into a Department of Defense password, but also the fact that he published confidential human sources, the names of human sources, which put them in danger, and he knew that publishing would put them in danger. He solicited those materials on WikiLeaks, and that's what they're pointing to, which makes this case different, Jake.
And Laura, what does this mean for Assange, and has WikiLeaks responded?
They have. They have said, this is madness. It's the end of national security journalism and the First Amendment. So obviously a pretty aggressive response from WikiLeaks there. But, you know, this is something that the prior administration really struggled with. Under the same set of facts, under the prior Justice Department, Eric Holder declined to prosecute Julian Assange under the Espionage for just this idea, because the idea is, well, what would separate this from the New York Times publishing classified information? And I should also point out, you might wonder why we're seeing this today. The Justice Department actually had 60 days from when he was arrested last month. And so there was a sort of window from when they could tack on these new charges. No telling whether they're going to tack on any additional charges, though, at this point, Jake.